Time to get some no-nonsense building advice from Ken Lees. How are you this morning, Ken?
Good, thank you, Andrew. You having a good day?
Not too bad so far. Now, I need some help with this one, Ken. A friend of mine recently did some renovations in their house, and they came a bit of a cropper with a load-bearing wall, and I thought you might be able to tell us how we can find out exactly what those walls are in our home.
Yeah, you see a lot of problems like this. The before you do renovations, you need to get some building tech bloke out to have a look around and just determine where the load-bearing walls and beams are. I mean, I come across a kitchen the other day. They hacked a hole through the wall and cut through the roof beam. And, of course, by the time I got the kitchen in, the roof was pressing on the kitchen and you couldn't open any doors. So,
oh, no.
It's best to have a bit of an investigative before you start cutting walls out, because most load-bearing walls, of course, hold up the roof, and there's tons up there. So.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Now, with a modern home with the slabs that most of them seem to have, I guess it's not a huge issue, but I'm thinking about those old homes with piers. Do you need to marry up the piers with the load-bearing walls as well?
Yeah, definitely. Yep, definitely. You should have a load-bearing wall usually has major weight from either a first floor above and or a roof.
Yep.
And you should get someone to go underneath and make sure that wall is directly over floor piers or a foundation wall just before you start to cut and shut and, you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll end up with a pile of timber in your backyard and no house.
Yeah, well, that's the last thing that anybody
that's
wants.
That's what
so
happens, yeah.
A lot
yeah,
of preparation is the key, you reckon, Ken?
Yeah, it's easy. Once you know where your load-bearing walls are, it's more economical to find out first than to find out later, that's for sure, because you know where they are, you can design around it, and any cupboard or bathroom guys that are there doing work, they know what to respect what's around.
And, of course, any reputable builder should be able to know the difference, shouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, there's some good builders out there. They'd know first up, yeah, reputable. It's when your uncle and auntie turn up and say, oh, we'll do this and we'll do that, and haven't got a clue. That's what the big problem is.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's when you just hand them a cup of tea and a biscuit and say, you just sit there and be quiet. Thanks very much.
That's it.
Well, yeah, for more no-nonsense building advice, get in contact with Ken Lees on 0414 49 4448. Ken, as always, thank you for your time.
You have a good day. See ya.